Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear, and welcome to this year's Jingle Annie.
Hello, everybody.
Take a load off Jingle Annie
and put the load right on us three.
Lovely.
So what we thought we'd do instead, because what we've done in the past is we've done a roundup of the year, we've done a roundup of the decade.
Blimey.
Neither of those have been, great. I'll end it there. Neither of those have been. No, I think when we did the roundup of the decade, we end up getting quite sad around sort of 2016 onwards. And let's not pick through the bones of this year. You all know why. But we thought we would go through some of the happier moments of the last 10 years, our jingles that we've created.
There you go, exactly right. Just like Jules Holland will give you his hootenanny, we're going to be doing that to celebrate the end of the year, treating our jingles like musical guests.
Exactly. I say our jingles. I should say I have no hand in the creation of any of these jingles at all. This is a Tom and Ben make them entirely themselves. So I think for me to try and bask in the glory by calling them our jingles is a little fucking rich.
But you're our muse, Matthew.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. Exactly right.
I'm your plug-in baby.
Yeah, we always. We always picture you naked and then inspiration comes.
Like the Beatles let Ringo have Octopus's Garden.
Yes.
We should give you a jingle one day.
Do you think so? I'd love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
I think we should.
I'd absolutely love it. You know, I love to sing. Always will. Mm. And let's do it next episode, shall we?
Not next. At some point in the future, we'll get around to it.
Let's not rush into these things here.
Let's not rush.
Let's not say hasty phrases like next episode.
At the moment, it's a dream. And, you know, dreams can come true. And they will one day, hopefully. But, you know, let's not go mental.
I feel like what happened was you offered me something there and you've just whipped it away. It felt like a bit like, you know, a kid's birthday party when the kid sees the friend unwrapping the present that he's got for them. And then he suddenly goes, "Ah, yeah, actually, I think that water pistol's mine." Do you know that sort of thing?
I'm actually going to take that back. I think my mum's made a mistake there. That's for me, actually.
I think that's for my birthday when it rolls around on June the 6th.
I think the thing is, Crosby, you know, this is only our 10th birthday?
This is our, I guess it's our 9th birthday, yeah.
This is our 9th birthday, you know, maybe when we're 10. We're not even a teenager yet, so I think it's a bit early doors for you.
So you're telling me I can do this in 2024? I can do a jingle in 2024?
Well, let's not rush into anything.
No, come on. Let's not. You're absolutely right. Well, 4 more years, everybody.
Okay, well, let's not start looking forwards. Let's look backwards.
That, by the way, is a great way to do a New Year's episode. Guys, whatever you do, don't look forwards. Look back to 2011 when it was a simpler time.
So, who's going to kick things off with their first jingle choice?
You do it, Parry.
Great. I have gone for Campervan, which, if memory serves me correctly, is our version of Black Betty, we're channeling that kind of rough and rude energy of the original and battering through a version of Campervan.
Oh my God.
That's how I remember it. And These are the kind of vocal performances that when I come to record them, I feel comfortably like it's in my wheelhouse.
Let's have a listen.
Camper van, bought it second hand. Camper van, cost me $7,000. Camper van, got no MOT. Camper van, bed stinks of weed. Camper van, roof leaking. Camper van, whoa, roof leaking. Camper van, got a hole in the floor. Camper van, and only got one door. Camper van, it's covered in rust. Camper van, and the fridge is bust. Camper van, whoa, kiss ticket. Camper van, whoa, kiss ticket. Camper van, only got three wheels. Camper van, and he can't cook meals. Camper van, it's solo rent. Camper van, it should be a tent. Camper van, whoa!
That was absolutely wild, man.
Too many songs have a proper ending and don't just stop. And that's what I like about that one. It's just like, let's just, we're done here, let's go. We're out the door, bomb. Like Van Morrison off stage, bang. Straight into my local supermarket without a mask on. Bang.
Is that what Van Morrison does? No, he doesn't do any encore.
I mean, I was literally thinking about his performance in the last waltz where he leaves halfway through the song and the band have to finish. It's one of my favourite things in live performance I've ever seen. Everyone's like, okay, he's off. He's gone. He's like midline. In more ways than one.
Halfway through singing the song, he goes, oh, come on, you've got the idea of this. Because there's something quite audacious about not doing an encore. That was Oasis's thing, wasn't it? They would never do an encore. That was one of their gimmicks.
Oh.
They were like, you know, you either want to see us or you don't want to see us, you know? Like, we'll play all the songs you want to hear and then we'll leave and then we'll go home.
Yeah, baby. I like that. It's like an anti-gimmick, isn't it?
Yeah. The gimmick is we don't have a gimmick.
Yeah. Because an encore is a gimmick, isn't it? It's core.
And it's encore.
An encore is a gimmick. Yeah. It's, encore.
It's fake, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you...
Yeah.
Because have you ever in your time as a comedy MC, have you ever given someone an encore?
Have you ever? It's hard in comedy.
Do you think so?
Yeah, definitely. Because you come on, you have to kind of like when you come on in music, you've got whatever it is. Don't look back in anger.
Yeah.
Just primed to go, and it's just like, well, here we go. Whereas if you're a comedian and you've just done your headline set, it's quite rare that you've gone, well, I've sat on my best routine.
Yeah.
And my best routine is just going to pop itself out in a neat 4 minutes and then I'm going to go. Like, you kind of have to start, you know, you have to kind of go again, work up a little bit, then get in. It's not as cut and shut as a musical encore.
I feel bad because I feel like the question I was asking was, have you ever forced an encore on someone who doesn't want one? Is what I meant, because that was what I used to. I used to do that all the time to people.
Yeah,
Someone would do their 20 minutes, and then afterwards I'd come back on, and whether it had gone well or badly, I would then say to the audience, "Who wants some more? Do you want to see some?" I'd usually do it to Joe Wilkinson because he hated it. Who wants a bit more Wilkinson? The audience wants some more Wilkinson. He'd be off to the side of the stage shaking his head. I'd be like, they want it, come on guys, and everyone applauds, and then Wilkinson have to come out and do a Q&A.
yeah, really really tough to do. Really tough.
Happy to do it though. Clarky, what was your choice?
First choice I've got, well, I've put it down as Christmas Shallow.
Love it. Let's hear it.
Tell me, Mrs. Claus, don't you sometimes wish we could press pause? It's Christmas time once more.
and Rudolph's waiting for me at the door. I'm flying. Over the rooftops they hear sleigh bells bringing such joy. But you need much more than just a toy. Tell me, Santa dear, are you happy bringing Christmas cheer? It's cold in the snow, and your ho 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 sounds so hollow. I'm freezing. Your grotto's got so cold when you're missing. I'm here, but every yuletide you'll not be near. I married Kris Kringle, he turned into Santa, stranded here in Lapland. I'm losing myself, I'm surrounded by
that Christmas Shallow genuinely has become one of my year-round earworms now. I sing it all the time.
That's really interesting, because I've got a few of these in my list that I'm constantly singing. They're always in my head.
Yeah, Christmas Shallow has been with me for the whole year. I absolutely love it, actually. That's one of my absolute faves as well. I was quite gutted when Clarkie had it on his list. I was like, ah!
you know, this isn't a competition. Everyone, we're just sharing our favourites here. It's not like...
Oh, hang on, isn't Matt Hoss doing an individual episode for each one of us?
Oh, that's a deep ref. That's a ref for one person, and that person is Matt Hoss.
Matt Hoss.
Always good as well to get a Clarkey vocal performance, I think, on a jingle. Always enjoyable.
It's a timely reminder to the listener that we do have a member who can sing absolutely properly. We just don't let him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Apart from occasionally when he comes in and it's like, oh yeah, actually, that guy should be doing it all the time.
Yeah. it's a lesson to be learned. But don't worry, Clarkie, I believe you're going to get to sing another jingle in 2025.
Oh, so, cannot wait.
Let's not rush into it. It's very much a light pencil at the moment.
Oh, you know, I haven't done an audition in a long time, but that really takes me back.
Well, in the spirit of healthy competition, Crossbow, yes. What's your first selection?
Here we go. I have picked, and this again is an absolute year-round earworm, as you said. This is Caravan.
Oh, my yes. God. A banger. What happened there is you'd done a very professional
radio
DJ's introduction into the song, and then we crushed it.
That's fine. It's all right. It's nice to sort of see the other side of professionalism.
That is what we offer.
Yeah, it's good. Should we hear it?
Yeah.
Let's please.
Caravan. 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 Caravan.
Aww, here we go.
Where be all the action at when the sun goes down and the beach is wet? Where do we head after dark? Where the players at? At the caravan park. Party's kicking, it's going full throttle. Got the stove connected to the gas bottle. Music cranked and the party jumping. Just a shame there's no room to stand up in.
This is my caravan. This is my caravan. You're my caravan. I am your caravan.
Caravan. Caravan. Caravan. Caravan.
Here we go.
So grab your beer.
player and drink your wine. Limbo, that retractable washing line. Cause haters gonna hate and players gonna play. And fold away tables get folded away. It's the early hours, but no one's yawning. Got a dance floor going when I pop the awning. Come on down, show me what it's worth. Got 50 people in a 7 berth.
This is my caravan. This is my caravan. You're my caravan. I am your caravan.
So there it is. The caravan. And
some real funk.
Real proper funk.
Has it replaced the original in your brain? That's when a jingle, when a jingle's really successful, it means that you don't go to Uptown Funk in your brain, you go to Caravan.
Caravan. Caravan. Yeah. I never find myself singing Uptown Funk, but I often find myself just that Caravan refrain. I often find myself singing that.
Whenever someone says caravan in real life now, that's what my brain does. If someone says I'm going to stay in the caravan, my brain goes caravan.
Yeah. What you should be doing is thinking, why is my wife walking out on me? That's what you should be thinking now, rather than singing a jingle to yourself.
That's the answer to why she's walking out.
The Uptown Funk, I remember being. Where was it? It was my sister's wedding. I was at my sister's wedding, and there was like a jukebox. It was a jukebox. It wasn't karaoke. It was a jukebox, and Charlie was trying to work out what song to play, and she was like, "Oh, I can't remember the name of it. It's that song that everyone loves about firemen," and we couldn't think of what it was, and it was Uptown Funk because it has the word fireman in at some point. But I don't think if you were going to, you know, I don't think when Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson sat down to write it, they were like, we've got to support our brave boys.
Yeah.
What I want to do is make London's Burning the song. And I don't mean the song London's Burning, I mean the TV show London's Burning.
Well, Robson and Jerome famously beat them to that, didn't they?
Yeah. Good.
It's good.
Sorry, yeah. No, go on.
I was about to start singing up on the roof. Don't you worry about me. Right, so I have often said this. Lad Baby's about to have a run at his third Christmas number one with his sausage roll songs.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I heard that. It was sort of hard. Like, I was listening to the radio a couple of mornings ago, and it was just sort of, I was half listening to it, and I thought, oh, Ronan Keating's done a sort of slowed down John Lewis version of Don't Stop Believing. And then I heard every now and then he'd mention a sausage roll. What's going on? Is it like the thing with the charts now is if you look at what's in the chart, especially like we're recording this the week of Christmas week. It's all old Christmas songs and then a bunch of stuff that I've sort of never heard of. And I mean, that's A, it's my age, but it's also B, the charts aren't important anymore, are they?
No.
The charts don't.
I think the charts don't all matter. Over the shot.
Are the charts important if you're 15?
Do you think 15-year-olds are rooting for Lad Baby?
I don't. Well, someone must be, right? Like, someone's rooting for Lad Baby because he keeps doing it.
Yeah, but doesn't it just mean he's sold like 15 records this year? Because no one cares about the charts.
Is next year the year we make a serious run on Christmas number one?
With Caravan?
Well, with something. I mean, we've got the goods, right?
I think this could be our year. It's not a, you know, it wouldn't be a bad year to dust off all the trimmings.
Oh, I loved all the trimmings.
I mean, we haven't got all the trimmings to play today, have we?
No, we probably shouldn't be mentioning it.
we could hunt out all the trimmings. That's very achievable. Should we stick in all the trimmings?
We'll finish.
Should we finish it? Yeah.
At the end, we'll pop in all the trimmings as a little treat for the listener.
I mean, the thing is as well, though, if you haven't listened to the episode, the PBAM episode with all the trimmings, like, it's absolute gobbledygook, isn't it?
As opposed to all the other stuff we're putting out here. Speaking of which, what's the next choice?
The next choice, I went for what I would probably consider to be a rare groove. But
oh, wow.
The reason I've picked it is because I remember it making myself laugh an awful lot when I wrote it. And so I thought that's good enough reason. See if it'll make me laugh again. It's Airbnb.
Oh, I love it.
Why, hello there. You have found my humble abode that you booked on the website. come in and prepare to have a lovely stay. Be my guest, be my guest, come and stay inside my nest. Yes, I'm still here in my house and I can tell that you are stressed. My name's Steve, I won't leave, on that chair I've made a weave. Let me tell you about the area, meet my goldfish, her name's Sarah. Your room's here for the night, it's mine too, oh yes, that's right. It's all right there in the small print that you checked. We're going to share a bed, I'm going to give you head. Oh, be my guest, be my guest, Airbnb's the best. Oh no, here's the police, I'm arrested.
There you go, the Beauty and the Beast inspired Airbnb, which really still, it does get me right where it's pure.
You're a big fan of your own stuff, aren't you?
Huge, yeah.
Yeah.
I get ready for all those live recordings and I kind of listen to them and I feel really quite euphoric. I'm like, these are great.
Well, do us a favour, mate. Pop us a review on iTunes, would you?
These are right up my alley. It kind of makes me think I should listen to this podcast, actually. I'd probably really enjoy it.
Oh, you'd get a real smile out of it, genuinely. Yeah. It's a hell of a lot of fun, yeah.
It's not bad, actually.
But I will say this, a little peek behind the jingle curtain. Anytime we try and do a musical theatre, any kind of take on musical theatre, it's often harder than doing a pop song. Clarkie, do you agree?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, for me, the best is when we decide on a rock song.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you can tell you were in your element on that Black Betty there, because yeah, that was Clarkie.
It's so much easier for me
getting a chance to riff.
To produce. And yeah. Just get into, it's like, oh, great. I get to pick up the guitar, drums, bass. It's nice and easy. But yeah, pop songs, tricky. But musicals, it's like, oh, no.
Can I? Because we've never really talked about your process before. So obviously, back in the good old days, you'd get together in the same room. What's the process? How do you sort of come up with the, like, do you bat around a load of songs? Does Parry go, I've got this brilliant idea? Does Clarkie go, well, I've learned how to play this? How does it work?
We bat around ideas and one of us comes up with the really good idea. And that's always 50-50. Yeah. So whoever has the initial idea could easily be either Clarkie or I.
Right.
Then Clarkie goes away and works out how to make the song musically. I go away and try and write it lyrically, and Clarkie chips in when he has ideas for jokes, and then we record. And what used to happen is Clarkie would lay down the music and then sit very patiently and try and guide me through the vocals. but nowadays he just sends me the music. I have a bash at the lyrics on my own and then send them back to him.
Is it true now that you record each individual note over the course of about a fortnight and Clarkie has to string them all together?
He just builds it in post.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I just give him certain vowel sounds, really.
So this is you auto-tuned. Amazing.
Yeah, I'm basically cassette boy, the whole thing. I go back through old episodes and just put together...
I actually died 3 years ago.
I know, is that just... gig? I got your encore though, didn't I?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is another classic that, well, I know is a fan favorite, and it's the only one, and it's tough that it's the only one, but it's the only one that we've ever made a music video for, but it's for that reason it's become a real favorite, and it's I Wikipedia'd Windows,
and this is what I found out. A double sash window is one you can move both up and down. A transom window's above a door you see and round the town. A casement window's got a hinge and will swing in and out. A stained glass window's colored in, what's that all about? A picture window will provide an unimpeded view. A fixed window will not open, what you gonna do? A tilt and turn window will fucking tilt and turn. A French window is a door, burn fuckers burn! I Wikipedia'd windows! I Wikipedia'd Windows! And this is what I found out! Bay windows are a protrusion from the main wall line. Thermal windows semicircles all the fucking time. Oreo windows have many panels if you needed proof. A skylight is a window that is in the fucking roof! I Wikipedia'd Windows! This is what I found out! Rawr!
Definitely lives within the Parry wheelhouse vocal wise. And actually, when we were filming the video for that, I remember thinking, I think there's a career here for me in, you know, this kind of musical genre.
Yeah, so
I could be on the stage
hard rock
Download.
Thrash genre. Yeah, I think so. Because you know what, as well, there's a lot of vocalists for whom it's big charisma and personality. That's what's getting them by, and I think that is your vocal style. You're charismatic. You've got bags of personality. That's your, you know, you're not necessarily technically the best singer anyone's ever going to hear.
Whoa! What?
You're this the second best after Clarky. But I think you've definitely got that. And actually, we had a great, because we went to the studios in Crystal Palace and recorded ourselves basically kind of playing along to it. I was playing the drums, Clarky was playing the guitar, Parry, you were on thrashy vocals, and it did feel like, why don't we do this all the time?
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Have you played that to Gamble? It feels like that Gamble might genuinely adopt I Wikipedia Windows as one of his favourite songs.
I will play it to him. I'll send him an MP3 of it, and I'll report back on what he says.
He could be our manager if we were to become a thrash metal trio. No one could help us navigate that world better, you know.
Well, this is it, you know. He does that podcast on Spotify, Lifers, right? If we could get on that, you know, a lot of metal fans listen to that podcast. If we could launch ourselves through that, I think it's not a bad idea. He is the gatekeeper of the Download Festival. We all know that.
Exactly. That's right.
And you know, he's so metal that he stays in a hotel offsite. That is the Van Morrison of the Download Festival. Halfway through Kiss's headline set, he goes, "Yeah, I don't need to see any more of this." Walks out, gets in
straight
a car,
into a clean pair of shoes.
Is driven to his hotel where he sleeps in a human bed. Yeah, and not like a bed made of human skin, like you'd imagine the people at Download Festival do. No,
I was going to say,
not like Ed Gein. Doesn't turn off his lamp. That's also a hollowed out skull.
Ed Gimbal.
Ed Gimbal. Oh my god.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So let's hear another one. Clarky.
Yes. Hello. Sorry, I've got my list on my phone. So I've gone for Shrubs.
Oh, beautiful.
Which was a lovely play on Scrubs.
This is, of course, people know, the theme from the TV show Scrubs. This is a parody of the theme from the TV show Scrubs. I can do this all on my own. Oh, I'm no Superman.
That feels like a deep reference that we missed out on doing when we did the record.
this is TLC's No Scrubs.
The shrub that I've got lives in a pot, cost me £10 from IKEA. But what is the breed and what does it need? I've got no idea.
H2O,
how much do I give
H2O.
You? Do I give you some or lots? Do I pour a whole pint
H2O.
In? Do I give you just a few drops? Do I wet my shrub, a shrub or cacti? Or is it a really small tree? Or hanging plant, whatever it's died? But fuck it, I tried horticulturally. Do I wet my shrub, a shrub or cacti? Or is it a really small tree? Or hanging plant, whatever it's died? But fuck it, I tried horticulturally.
Do you remember they did a that I'm trying to think who it was did a response song?
Yes.
No Pigeons.
Yeah.
Do you think that's something that you have got in your, you know, like you're gonna bring out at a later date? I'm not saying next episode, but do you think you will eventually do your own response song to No Shrubs?
Well, as the plants.
I was going to say, it's only, it depends, when is the time that we run out of topics for a flat slam enough to be someone's got to get the pigeon off the roof?
That's actually not a bad topic.
That is quite a good topic, isn't
it? Yeah, I wouldn't consider that to be us scraping the barrel.
Oh, in fact, there's a pigeon in the kitchen.
Someone's what am I going to do?
Someone's it writes itself.
Someone's got to get that pigeon outside.
I love it. People have been crying out for a Catch the Pigeon Flatshare Slam Down crossover episode, and finally we can get Dick Dastardly and Muttley on as our two guests. I love this. I'm going to say I'm another one that I think I might even prefer this to the original.
Great, that's our goal.
That's the dream, isn't it? I'm not saying it's replaced it as an earworm. But it's definitely, if someone said, would you like to hear Shrubs, or would you like to hear No Scrubs, I'd go Shrubs every time. Do you remember when we saw Craig David at Glastonbury?
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. How could I ever forget?
It was a great moment.
He was fantastic.
One of the Glastonbury highlights.
He was really amazing. He played a bunch of his own songs, obviously. Parry Had a Good Old Cry to Rise and Fall. And
that's great.
And then he said, now I'm going to bring out the TS-5. And he wheeled out a big desk and just played a load of other people's songs and sung over the top of them. And one of them was No Scrubs. And it's not a bad idea for a Glastonbury set when you think, what has he got? He's got five or six huge bangers. But then after that, why not play Jump Around by House of Pain?
Yeah, just dropped a DJ set inside his own set.
Why not, man?
It was a lot of fun.
It's great.
It's kind of what Coldplay did on the Super Bowl halftime show. They did they kind of did a couple of songs, and then they were like, "Yeah, here's Beyonce." I mean, like, you know, this is the good. Here's the good stuff now. And they just kind of watched Beyonce do Formation, and they're like, "Wow, that was good, wasn't it?"
It's the Super Bowl halftime. You don't want to hear "Fix You."
That's it. It must be so hard because, you know, obviously it's like a mega successful band like Coldplay, but yeah. You get up on stage and just think, why don't we do more rock songs? They don't sell as well, but as soon as you get up in front of a crowd, you'd be like, oh man.
Do you think that's ever the case?
Genre.
That like Radiohead go, well, yeah, sure. We're one of the best regarded and most critically acclaimed bands of all time, but we're never going to be asked to do the Super Bowl halftime show. There's nothing on In Rainbows that's going to get the crowd going.
I'd love Karma Police just blaring out.
That is the song that's playing in my head when I watch All Sports, so it'd be perfect.
Right, what's our next jingle?
It's you, mate.
Beautiful. I was asking myself. a recent banger, Caffeine. Absolutely love this. It just fell out absolutely pat. And obviously, country song, really easy for Clarky to produce. He produces it up a treat.
It fell out absolutely pat. You're not. That's what a cow says, isn't it?
is that where the phrase comes from?
I've never heard the expression, it fell out absolutely pat.
I've got this down pat.
I've got it down pat, yeah, I've heard that. But I've never heard it fell out absolutely pat.
But is that
I've heard Ted Glenn say that in an episode of Postman Pat. When he's talking about a box falling off the back of his tractor that's very important, that's got to get across. Greendale.
It's when Postman Pat asks him how his moods have been. how you keeping during lockdown, Ted? Oh, I've had it down pat. But now I'm back on the up. With all this cow shit.
Cow shit business goes from strength to strength, Pat.
I've started selling cow shit beds to the Download Festival. And let me tell you, I'm right back on the up.
Want to buy a Frisbee?
or when Pat's like, oh no, I've reversed over GS. She's absolutely down,
no.
Pat.
Oh no. No.
Want to buy a Frisbee?
Dead Cat Frisbee. Is that the name of our thrash metal band? Could be.
Yes.
Yeah, caffeine. Here we go.
Caffeine, 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 caffeine. Give me a skinny cafe latte grand. Caffeine, 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 caffeine. I've had way too much of you than I planned. I shouldn't have gone for tiramisu and a liter of nitro cold brew when I ordered at that breakfast canteen. And that was just my first mistake. For lunch I ate a coffee cake and a pour over of Guatemalan beans. My chickens all came home to roost when I partook in a bar of Boost and a can of Coke with my neighbour Charlie Sheen. My eyeballs shake and my feet they tap. Espresso martini was my nightcap. I think I've got a problem with caffeine. Caffeine, caffeine, caffeine. It's 4 a.m. and I'm washing the car. Caffeine, 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 caffeine. I've googled loads of stuff about Johnny Marr.
Perfect. Yeah, country. I mean, again, you know, a very strong backing vocal from Clarky.
With a surprise reference to Johnny Marr at the end, which surprised me when I re-listened to it.
There's a few. This we haven't chosen this in our top 12, you did a version of "We Didn't Start the Fire" about burning stuff.
Yeah, that very nearly made my list.
And there was a bit when, and I remember texting you. I was listening back to the episode. I hadn't heard it when it had played in the episode. You know, when I was actually in the room doing the episode. But I was listening back to the episode because I do listen to the podcast and I do enjoy it.
we should talk the listener through that very quickly. Our experiences of listening to the jingle in the live, like me and Clarky slave over it for a day or two. And then with like, this is a good one. We're really happy with this. We say every time. get into the live record and it starts to play. The guests feel very awkward because they're in the room. Something's playing. They're not really listening to it. They're shuffling around. The audience are kind of trying to listen. It basically in the room, it always absolutely tanks and it finishes and people are like, well, that was a thing. We always have to be quite patient and wait for that moment where people are going to be listening to it in their ear canals at home.
Exactly. So it sort of works best when you can't see the faces of the people listening to it, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, yes, yeah. Very much so. Yeah. No, but I know
certain how we imagine people listening to it, they love it.
Absolutely. This unseen listener, loving it. The lyric that surprised me the second time around in that song was I took a phone call from Sean Penn and fucked the cheese on toast again.
Oh, yes.
I'm making homemade lemonade. I took a phone call from Sean Penn and fucked the cheese on toast again.
And I was like, why is Sean Penn suddenly calling you up in this song? But it's just never explained.
Well, it was kind of like a nod to the fact that We Didn't Start the Fire kind of has lots of, it has like a cast of quite random people in it.
Yeah, but aren't they all sort of like big kind of...
arsonists.
Big significant kind of iconic epoch-making individuals as opposed to, you know, an actor who was once married to Madonna and did a very convincing impression of a mentally disabled person.
Oscar-winning Sean Penn. Activist.
Famously humourless Sean Penn.
I didn't say it was a funny phone call.
That's why he fucked the cheese on toast, mate. He was like, what's the point? What's the point of finishing that off?
The next one I chose was, this is a great one as well. And again, another good example of one that, well, I'll tell you what, let's hear it. It's Festival. It's the Oasis parody. And I love it. Here we go.
One of my real highlights with Pappy's is getting to perform that live on stage at Latitude.
Yes.
And with a band behind us and really feeling like this is the goal. This is the goal to be belting out, you know, rock and roll star style song about a festival at a festival that I love. Just giving it both barrels. It felt absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
We loved it. We loved it so much because obviously it was in the show. Then we did Latitude Festival. We performed it at least once at the Latitude Festival, possibly even twice. And then we enjoyed it so much we decided to perform it at one of our shows at the Soho Theatre, a slightly more sedate affair. And do you remember we opened the show with it and less success. I'd say. The festival atmosphere didn't quite arrive. Was that also the song? Was it that song where we hadn't... It'd been ages since we'd last performed it and we didn't know the words. And so I had the lyric sheet on my back and you had the lyric sheet on your back. And so when I was singing my line, I'd come to the front of the stage and you'd stand behind me like vamping Parry and read the next line off my back. Then I would come to the back of the stage and vamp behind you reading the line off your back because we just didn't know any of the lyrics.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty cool tactic, I thought.
Not a bad tactic.
I wonder if there are any bands out there and that's what genuinely what they do.
I believe Charles and Eddie used to do it. Charles would step forward, sing, "Look into my eyes, can't you see it's open wide? Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?" And then Eddie would step forward and sing, "Oh yeah." having read it off the back of...
He just had a "oh yeah" tatted on the back of his neck, didn't he?
We were going to do that tactic with you, Clarky, but we'd have had to have bought Crosby a stepladder. So.
Why does Crosby keep going and sitting in an umpire's chair in between every line?
Oh yeah.
I tell you what, Crosby's mic technique's pretty good, but his periscope technique is all over the place.
Okay, well, Clarky, take us home to the place we belong, number 12.
This isn't number 12.
This is number nine,
mate.
Oh no,
Parry, you've skipped one of yours. I know which one you've skipped, though, so don't worry.
We've gone. The Royal We.
Guys, Clarky's gone. He's done a Van Morrison. He's just walked out.
I mean, mentally, yes. About 5 years ago. Yurt.
I'm putting up my tent. You must earn much more than me. You just rocked up and paid some rent. That's the problem with clampers. They think they're better than campers. Mine's only a three berth and it might not keep the rain out. But once I've got it up, well, it's costing me now. So I bet that yurt looks good on the campsite. But how much is it costing you per night? Quite expensive, those fairy lights.
It's a beaut. Again, right in our wheelhouse, that one.
A nice chance for Clarky to really noodle away as well, to really give it a little bit of the old, a little bit of the old blisters on my fingers. Always good that hear Clarky go for it.
It's an absolute banger and no mistake, and it's nice to match the lyrical dexterity of the Arctic Monkeys. I feel like we did that.
Fair enough.
We stared down a titan and we took him on.
Yeah, absolutely. We went toe to toe. And also, a message that I think we really believed in. Me and Clarky are kind of staunch.
Yeah, definitely.
Take your own tent campers. And yeah. I think we poured a lot of that energy into the song itself.
A lot of the scorn you reserve for people like myself who did glamping when I went... The one time I went to Glastonbury, I did glamping. I mean, very, very good.
Famously, my girlfriend glamped whilst
She glamped with myself and Charlie, yeah.
And I stayed in a tent with Tom and his brother instead.
We're anti-glampers.
Anti-glampers, yeah. How do you feel about the people who don't even glamp but walk off the site into a car to a hotel?
I mean, those people are
they don't
scum.
Even merit a song, do they? Parry, do you want to do your last choice?
Dealer's choice, so no mistake. Let me have a look what it was.
It's Leaky Roof.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I saved my favourite till last, I think.
You skipped your second choice, is what you...
The pleasure of this jingle was homaging a band that we kind of like... I'm not sure a lot of people will... understand the reference yet, and we've had quite a lot of messages where people have said they've discovered the Sleaford Mods through listening to our jingle, which is really, really nice. We've had a few of those messages, and I really enjoy those messages because they were very, you know, obviously they've been very distinctive from the get-go, but they're
audience has grown over the years, so it was very nice to get. We like to think it might have been one of the first pastiches of the Sleaford mods out there.
Yeah, and now you can't move for him, can you?
Exactly, that's it.
But also as well, this is another one that's like in the genre of, as opposed to taking a direct song of theirs, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So it's,
yeah.
So like this is, occasionally you won't do a song parody, you'll do kind of like a genre parody. Mm. And this is, which I think, you know, it's as good, if not better, than anything the Sleaford mods have put out.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Always happy to pay a compliment when it's due, mate. Always happy to pay a compliment when it's due.
There's a crack in the roof, so let's smoke some crack. I had a night on the tiles, and now me roof tiles are off track. It's pissing it down, and I've got the proof. It's all over me front room, mate. I've got a fucking leaky roof. It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is a fucking junkie. Look at that hole in your roof, mate. It's like a Yorkie, really chunky. Having a party, everybody's single. Drops on our heads as we're trying to mingle. Fuck me, anybody got some spare shingles? I'm catching water in an empty tube of Pringles. Drip, drip, drip. I've got a leaky roof. Drop, drop, drop. It's the bleaky truth. I put some pots on the ground, so let's smoke some pot. Cameron stopped me benefits, so me roof started to rot. It's dripping, it's like a shit shower. Stand under there, mate, you'll be clean in a fucking hour. It's not raining cats and dogs, it's raining pussies and bitches. It's tapping on me head until me left eye twitches. Yeah, it's like Chinese water torture. Sitting under a roof that blares Britain bought ya. Watching MasterChef in a fucking monsoon. Fuck this, I'm going somewhere dry. Let's go to Wetherspoons. Drip, drip, drip. Got a leaky roof. Drop, drop, drop. It's the bleaky truth.
There you go. A political song as well, it feels like. That was, you know, it feels like it's got,
yeah,
it's got a staunch message to it. I loved it.
Yeah. Right, like my final choice.
Yes.
Again, another band that we love. This is The Streets, a Streets parody. And again, we're back to the festival. This is about charging your phone.
To the tent I went and my phone's not spent. Four bars headed back to the bar. Sure, it's gonna go far. But where's the bar at? Don't know. Phone out, check the map on my app. Get the time up, look at the lineup. It's using energy up. Put your phone away, that's what they say. Sure, and then it'll last all day. But quick, film that man, what's the plan? Get it up there on Instagram. Boop, boop, someone set up a WhatsApp group. Festival Legends 2019, whoop, whoop. Three bars out of cash, no way. Phone out, I'll pay with iPay. Festival Heroes Forever, another WhatsApp group. This one started by Trevor. Check the map on the app, two bars. Takes an age to get back to the stage. One bar and Trev's off his face, FaceTiming. He's confused and he's lost and he's flying. Stay wherever you are, drop a pin. But as I start to begin, I realise, no bars, my phone, it's dying.
I thought I wouldn't be on my phone, but now it's dying. You haven't got a charger, have you, mate? Let me put my phone in.
Feel very comfortable parodying The Streets.
Yeah,
that feels like something I could do in my sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I love this. It's so, it really captures the essence of the original. I think that's the same with the Sleaford Mods one. You're really, and you know what? As well with the Arctic Monkeys one, you feel like you've inhabited the character of an Alex Turner, of a Mike Skinner, of that bloke from the Sleaford Mods, Roger Sleaford.
After we put out that song, The Streets brought out a new song, the one that they did with
Tame Impala.
Tame Impala.
Yes, 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 yes.
And actually, I thought it had a very similar vibe.
It had a lyric about them looking for a charger, didn't it?
I actually think ours is better. Yeah, I actually think our Streets parody was better than...
Well, because your Streets parody is parodying a song off original pirate material, not Streets in 2020.
Yes, and I did like the Streets in 2020, but I just thought the approach to phones and chargers was handled a bit more successfully at our end.
Right,
what's your number 12, Clarky?
Well, my last one, it snuck up on me because I was listening through to old jingles, and it wasn't in my mind's eye. I didn't think I'd go for it, but when I listened to it, it really tickled me. So it's a Hot Tub.
I was staying in a pad of a friend's one night, and I fancied a bath, and they said all right. So I jumped into the tub and began to unwind. But what happened next really blew my mind. From under my arsehole with tremendous force, some bubbling bubbles began to sprout forth. You didn't tell me you had a hot tub, I cried. I haven't got a hot tub, they replied. It was just a normal bath. I produced biogas, and I started to frown as the very next moment the water turned brown.
Yep. Lovely, 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 strong stuff there. Firstly, we always enjoy a Monster Mash parody.
Yeah, we find the Monster Mash the funniest song in the world.
The phrase, I was working in my lab late one night, never fails to make me laugh.
Yeah,
it could be, or just I was working my blank late one night. Any reference that references the Monster Mash, I'm 100% on board. It's rude as well, and it's also got a thing. Oh God, see if I can kind of put this into words. A thing that you do very well, Tom, is you say something with kind of equal parts pride and shame. And that final line, where you're basically talking about shitting yourself in the bath, there's a real glee to it, but also an inherent sadness. And I think that is...
I've done it again.
Oh, I've done it again. Please tell I've done it again. I don't know if we've told that on the podcast, but I've done it again is really funny. Do you remember I've done it again, Parry?
No.
Okay, so...
Either.
Oh, do you not remember what I've done it again is? Oh God! Right, we were doing a show at it was for our dear friend Math Brown of Outside the Box, and it was one of his theatre gigs. You know, so it was a slightly big. It wasn't his little venues. It was a theatre gig, and we were doing either a preview or an extended set. And one of the sketches we were doing was a job interview where Clarky was going for a job. I was interviewing him, and Tom was playing like a sort of imagination figure who would hop on a pogo stick behind him, wearing like a big pink dressing gown and a big long sort of like drainage pipe hose nose. And it was basically a sort of crazy figure. And then at the end of it, the punchline was, it turns out that wasn't Clarky's imagination. That was my secretary. Right, that was the kind of the punchline of the sketch.
Yes.
And what would happen is, Parry would be so excited about having done most of the sketch, he'd Van Morrison it, and backstage would take all of the costume and get ready for the next sketch, forgetting that he had to come on at the end and be the punchline of the sketch. And I remember one time I said, I'm thinking your name was Margaret. I was like, Margaret, would you bring in the next candidate, please? And I just heard from behind the screen, backstage, I've done it again. Because I knew there was going to be a nice big long pause where Parry had to get all of his costume back on and hop on a pogo stick and pogo stick out while I just stood on stage with nothing else to say. So I had to, and again, if you're playing quite a sort of stern man who's, you know, stern, stoic man who's doing a job interview, you can't really kind of riff. You can only say, Margaret, I'm waiting. Where are you, Margaret? You know, that's as much as you could do. And then eventually... Parry with the dressing gown half hanging off and probably another costume on underneath and, like, you know, the drain pipe just sticking out of his ear, just he pogo sticked on to total silence and pogo sticked back off, and we had to rebuild the gig after that. But then that's where the I've done it again came from. I've done it again. It's up there. That's up there with things you hear, because also we're not performing in, like, you know, we're not performing in gorgeous theatres where there's like a proper sort of dressing room, green room you can kind of rest in. You're just stood behind a flat at the back of the stage. Do you remember the show in, God, where was it? It was in the Midlands. And during the final scene of Last Show Ever, you could just hear me drinking really loudly. I didn't realise quite how loud I was being. And so all the way, and I was really, I've just finished a show. I had like a sort of 2 litre bottle of water backstage, and I was basically just chinning a 2 litre bottle of water. So it probably like, just a, just coming from backstage, that was audible enough that you could hear it, which probably meant at least the front row could also hear it. I'm so sorry.
Such a loud drink.
I'm a loud drinker, man. Got a very, very loud drinking voice. So
projected drinking.
That takes us. That's the end. That is the
Oh boy.
Well, obviously, we'll stick all the trimmings. We'll stick all the trimmings on at the end, folks. And it's, you know, if you're still feeling, I know it's a little bit after the fact, but if you're still feeling in the festive mood, then that episode of Bangers and Mash is a real festive treat. I haven't gone back to it for a few years, and I'm sure it, you know, I'm sure we say stuff in it that you wouldn't say in 2020, but it was a different time, guys. It was a different time.
So when is this, is this going out? When is this going out?
I think it's going out on the 29th.
All the trimmings. Okay, well, happy festive season. Happy New Year.
Exactly. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thanks once again for being with us this year.
And, yeah.
We face 2021 with... well, we face it together.
Yes, exactly. We're not going to say what we face it with. All we're going to say is we're holding your hand and we're in your ear canal, which is hard to do. Lucky
very
we're double jointed
for both of us.
This episode was produced, as they all have been this year, by producer Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Hello, Ed Gamble here, metal aficionado, follower of the Dark Lord. I've just listened to I Wikipedia'd Windows, the hot new metal track. That's how it was presented to me as a metal song that I have to react to. I'd actually argue the genre classification of I Wikipedia'd Windows, it's actually a lot closer to hardcore punk. We're talking 80s New York based hardcore punk, IMO in my opinion. Sort of similar, it really put me in mind of the early Beastie Boys hardcore records. Go and check out this compilation called, I think it's called Same Old Bullshit or Some Old Bullshit. I think it's Same Old Bullshit. There's a song called Beastie Boys and another song called Egg Raid on Mojo. Sort of put me in mind of that Sick of It All, early Sick of It All bands like that. There's sort of aggressive vocals, but you can hear what's being put across. It's a strong, simple message. I Wikipedia'd Windows. I learned a lot about Windows from it. Just a side note, not that's nothing to do with the music, but I feel like if it was a metal song, I wouldn't have necessarily heard all of the Windows facts. So I think it was to its credit that it followed more of a hardcore punk style. The guitar's quite low in the mix, too low in the mix to be a good metal song, and probably a little simplistic, which is why it put me more in mind of the sort of DIY genres. But I did enjoy it. That's not to say I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed the aggression of it. I enjoyed the facts. Probably not... You're not going to be playing Download anytime soon. I sort of see Puppies as more of a... Slam Dunk Festival. That's the sort of punk festival that's held. There's one in Leeds, one in Hatfield. You'd probably play the Hatfield one on one of the smaller stages. Maybe you'd sneak on to Damnation Fest in Leeds, but that tends to be more sort of technical based death metal. Maybe Arctangent in Bristol, opening the third stage. But I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it. And, you know, I've learned a lot about Windows. I don't feel like that's the point you wanted me to make, but I've made it. There we are. Bye.
The Nissan shines brightly on the M40.
like so much festive tinsel around the Christmas tree. I'm driving home to see her, I've packed some mistletoe. I've loved her for a year now, I've gotta let her know. I met this girl last Christmas, didn't give her my heart, but we shared a line of naughty salt, so that's not a bad start.
All the trimmings,
gonna let her know.
All the trimmings,
so let it snow.
All the trimmings
by the Christmas tree, 'cause I am Santa Claus and she is my mummy.
But just outside of Gaydon, the Nissan gave a pop. The car began to shudder and it came right to a stop. The M40 was dark and the evening grew much colder as I stood there slowly crying onto its hard shoulder. But from the nearest field, a horse began to neigh. It galloped over, cleared its throat and then began to say,
all the trimmings,
well, I'll get you back tonight.
All the trimmings,
you can ride me, it's all right.
All the trimmings,
you can't have Christmas on your own. I'm a Christmas horse and I'm going to take you home.
So I ate a mince pie and then I had a Christmas kip. It turned out it was July and I was dead in a skip. There wasn't a present wrapped in a festive box, just a lot of broken glass and half of a dead fox. There was no girl, there was just me, some Chang and my mate Kevin. So come on Christmas horse, let's ride all the way to heaven.
All the trimmings,
no candy came for me.
All the trimmings,
nose candy isn't free.
All the trimmings,
I paid the highest price. I hope God likes the party and he's got some chalky spice.
All the trimmings.
Oh, Merry Christmas!
Would you please be upstanding for the Patreon Neighborhood Watch roll call? And I really mean that, guys. I really mean that.
There's going to be a fog coming in from left to right, but nobody cares because in that fog, doing a piss is Samuel McNair.
There is going to be a light breeze coming in from the east, and Lewis Bennett's going to be there.
There's going to be an absolute fog coming in from the north, but don't worry, it's going to be on fleek, and who, of course, is going to be there? Abby Gleek.
Yeah, strong breeze coming in from the west, lots of wind, so don't try to wee. Someone didn't take that advice. It's Momochi.
Let me tell you now, guys, there's going to be a very, very strong easterly wind coming in from the north. I'm not sure how they're managing that, but that's what I've been told. Please don't try to fuck it, like Windfucker themselves, Matt Huckett.
There's going to be a very weak rain coming up from the south. Don't worry about it. Don't get too fussy, particularly you, Noel Bussy.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening. Wait, it's Meg Melvin Dunn.
Sunshine on a rainy day makes my soul trip, trip, trip away. Not my words, the words of a Cocker Spaniel owned by Charlie Daniels.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, said David Thackeray.
I feel it in my fingers, I feel it in my toes. What am I feeling? The bullshit of Math Berriman, everyone!
Why does it always rain on me? Is it because my name is Wendy? Jane Herbert.
It was all yellow. Of course it was. Because I was talking about Herb Green 1971.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on Ken Frew?
Lady Madonna, children at her feet, wonder how they managed to meet Steph Barros.
That concludes today's Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call.
We'd like to apologise to everybody. Sometimes it hits, other times it flops, and you've just heard one of the flops. So apologies, apologies to Steph Barros and all of their chums.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.